For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has already showed it to them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of God, of the uncorruptible God, into the image made like corruptible beasts and so forth like that. Wherefore God also has given them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies. Notice, folks, God already knew about this. Even between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. They even worship the creature and all of these things more than the creator who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Notice, folks, it's in the Bible. For even their women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their own lust toward one another, men with men, women with women, even women with beasts, all kinds of things. I tell you, there's a reason why they call it the beast system. people are like animals already. You know, God can only put up with it for so long. But I tell you, God's not going to do our job. He already did his own. God gave the word. Somebody has to publish it. Great. God expects the company to publish it to be great. You see that in Psalm 68. But are we publishing it? Look at what they are doing. Men with men. Women with women. Walking that which is unseemly. And receiving in themselves that recompense of error that was meet. You know, I knew that years ago there was AIDS, started from the homosexuality and all of that. There's even going to be more and more pestilences come upon the land because of all of these things. Be ye not partakers of their plagues, saith the Lord. America, turn back unto me, saith the Lord, for desolations are determined. Now, if at any time the nation would turn, then the mercy of God would reach out. Praise the Lord. But even at any time anybody would turn, God's mercy is always there. You know, but we must stand with the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, we love those people and so forth, you know, but I can tell you something today. You know, God... You say, well, God, this and that. Some people say, I was born that way. No, nobody was born that way. You may have been born in sin, but it's sin that brought that into the world. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. No, he did not. Praise the Lord. And God performed that wedding himself. He instituted it, you know, and all of that. And God said, you know, that's the way it is. You know, a man to be joined to a woman, that is the union that God recognizes. Praise the Lord. And let me make that claim right here, based on the word of God. That is the union that God recognizes. And that is the union that we recognize as well. Hallelujah. That's right. You know, I mean, anybody's free to do whatever they want. That's it. Yes, what the Lord has to say about that. For all the people that chose or choose to live a life of wickedness, And all the nations that forget God, the Bible says, they shall be turned to hell. And I think I wrote down the wrong verse. But in any case, I got to move on here. Let me also read Psalm 119, verse 52 or 53. Psalm 119. And this is a challenge that I am going to bring to us today. Especially the younger generation, you pay attention to this message, because you won't be able to say, well, you know, they didn't tell me or this and that, you know. Psalm 119 verse 53, horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Well, what is your position? That's the question you ought to ask yourself. Now, I have noticed, me personally, that some of the younger generation are more tolerant of everything, because they just think that, you know, we of the older generation were too strict about this and that. Well, I didn't write this book. The Lord did. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we must proclaim his word like it is. You know, so, young generation or not, hear ye the word of the Lord today. This man, he said, horror has taken upon me because of the wicked that forsake the law. Is that the way you feel? Or you just feel nonchalant, don't care less, doesn't mean anything, and so forth? Well, let us see here in the book of Ezekiel chapter 9 what it means for those people who are crying against the abominations that are done in the land. And for some who couldn't care less, or, you know, it doesn't mean anything to them. Well, there is a difference and there is a separation. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 9, we are told of the inkhorn writer, the story. And verse 4 says, well, let me start from verse 3. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub where he was to the threshold of the house. And he called the man clothed with the linen, which had the riker's inhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city and through the midst of Jerusalem. Well, that's Jerusalem. I don't live in Jerusalem, but right here, where I live. Set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for the abominations that are being done in the midst thereof. So God is looking whether horror has come upon you when you see what the wicked is doing, whether you are nonchalant, or what is your position really. I'm not asking, you know, some people say, well, we don't judge this and that. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking straight talk from the word of God. This is straight talk from the word of God. Now, he said, check out those people who are really troubled by the abominations that are in the land. And he said to them in verse 5, there were some other people that came after that man that had the righteous inkhorn, which we call the inkhorn rider. And he said to the others that in my hearing, and said, go after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have you pity. Slay utterly young and old, little maids, children, women, everybody. But come not near any man upon whom that mark, that's right as he marked, I mean the one that just went, the inkhorn that went, marked those people that were separating themselves and horrified by the iniquity of the land and crying for it or crying out against it. He said, separate those people. Don't come near them, you know, but go through and begin to destroy the rest. And he said, and begin at my sanctuary. Now that is the very terrifying part. Begin at my sanctuary begin at it from the church or so-called churches, and begin to clean house. You know, so that is a dangerous place to be if we are not concerned about the word of God at the end of the age. And a lot of other things went through. So they began at the ancient men which were before the house, and they began to destroy and began to do all of these things. You know, so where do you stand? Are you part of the system? Now, let me put it to you this way. Being that this message started to come out of her, my people, does it mean that I must physically now carry my bags and leave America? Well, there is a spiritual coming out of her that I'm talking about today. Being not partakers of their way, taking a stand and letting your voice be heard. You know, this is not the time for us to be closet Christians, folks. Because all the people who were in their closets before, they are already out now. Are you still with me, folks? Lesbians are out. Gays are out. Even the president of the United States, he is calling, congratulating somebody who a grown man, talking about his own husband. And I'm like, a man, who's the husband? I mean, it's just confusion. And the president, he had the audacity to put on the phone and call somebody and congratulate them. Look, just because you are president of the land, and I love this nation, and I love the president, and I pray for him every day, you know, but there is one that is King of Kings. Hallelujah. And there's one that ruleth in the affairs of men. And I want to warn everybody, God, he still rules. Hallelujah. And even what you are seeing, it is actually God that is doing this, or allowing these things to come to pass. Now, so that he will see where you stand. That's right. You know, are you going to cower down? Are you going to hide? Or are you going to stand up and be counted for Jesus? Praise the Lord. They made laws in the days of Daniel. They made laws in the days of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They did, folks. Amen? Well, and those people said, you make all the law you want, but we will serve the living God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And even the disciples, the apostles of the old year, they said, look, when they threatened them in Acts chapter 4 not to speak, you know, in any name and so forth, they said, well, judge ye among yourselves whether who we should obey. Should we obey men rather than God? Hello, folks. As for me, I will obey the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, that may be not so easily said than done, but we will obey the Lord by the grace of God. Amen. Now, moving on down through here, we see that what we are now facing, you know, for those of you who have been borderline Christians or not even, you know, just stealth, yeah, in stealth mode all the time. Nobody really knows, you know, whether you are a believer or not. You're just stealth. Nobody really knows. Well, you're going to have to make a stand. Choose you this day whom you will serve. And who is on the Lord's side? Moses said, come out to me. You know, praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, I was glad to hear some senators and some people in Congress and different people challenging these things. You know, people just, in this country, you know, the people, the most gullible and run down people most times are the Christians. Hello, folks. You know, the Christians. One time, many years ago, maybe in 2005, we decided, you know, even before we started the church, we gathered together a group of fine young people. We took music to Paradise Valley Mall. And we played music, and we used it as an opportunity to witness the gospel and so forth. And we heard all kinds of complaints the people, and we heard some good news from the people that loved it. But, you know, when the businesses that didn't like anything about gospel music, of course, their voices were heard above the ones that loved it. Those businesses that were against what we did, they went and complained to the manager. We could not get one business to step up and say, I love what they did. They all kept quiet. See, this is what goes on all the time in this country. And isn't it in the Bible? The people said to, you know, to the fig tree, come and rule over us. They said to the vine, come and rule over us. They said to all the good trees, come, you know, be in charge, take authority and do things. They did nothing. Then they went to the bramble bush. Hallelujah. And they went to the thorns. And when you have wicked people ruling, well, this is what happens. You know, I'm not a politician, and I'm not advocating politics, and I don't care too much about that. I'm preaching the word of God. You know, you can vote if you want, but that's not what I'm talking about. Let somebody say this and that. No. But you must take a stand. You see, people have taken a stand now. You know, it's now split. You cannot hide and be a closet Christian anymore. Because even the closet lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, they are all out. And it's now in your face. So we need to also say, in your face, Christianity. Look, I love the people, but, you know, I love everybody. I don't care about that, you know, and so forth like that. But it's going to be in your face. If you try to put something in my face, then go be right in your face. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because everybody has rights in this country. Amen. You have right to be gay, lesbian. I have right to not be bothered by that stuff. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. So if you are going to put in my face, I'm going to put in your face also. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I am sick and tired of all of this playing nice and doing all of these things. And they walk around all over us. You know, oh no, no, no. That's not going to happen. You know, God wants an army. God is raising an army. Not a political army. No, no, no. But an army that are filled with the power of God. An army that can stand up and proclaim the name of Christ. And I say, like they said to Nebuchadnezzar, you know, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Amen, folks. Because I said, well, at any time you hear the sound of this, you know, sawbuck and all of this thing and the music, if you fall down, your lives are saved. But if you don't, we're going to hit it up 7 times and throw you in there. And they said, what say ye? We're not even going to think about that. We have our answer already. Do you have your answer, folks? Yeah. See? Do you have your answer? That's the thing. You know, so the challenge today is, what side are you on? Are you going to be in with them or are you going to come out of them? You know, and we are challenging people who come out and take a stand. Amen. And let your stand be known. The Bible says, let your moderation be known unto all men. Because the Lord is at hand. Don't play any games, folks. Time for games is over. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, the reason I love this in a way is that, look, you know, in the past they said, no prayer in schools, no this, no that. And everybody, you know, playing games and so forth. There's no more games now. Because it's now in your face. So you put it in my face, I'm going to put it in your face. Praise you the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. You know, liberty and justice for all. You know, we have a right. You know, I have a right to the gospel. You know, one day they will take that away. And it's coming. But we've been told many years, we've known this. See, that even the right that this nation has to preach the gospel freely will be taken away. But we know that. And it's coming. All of these things are steps into that direction. You know, so... You know, pretty soon, maybe we won't be even able to preach the gospel like this. Well, you know, while it is yet day, Jesus said, I must walk. Because the night is coming when nobody will be able to walk. Folks, we need to sound the alarm now. Hallelujah. Sound the alarm. Sound the trumpet. And that's what we are doing here today. Let me read to you in Romans chapter 1. All of the things that God prophesied and predicted straight from the Bible about all these things that are happening in our time, which we are now seeing. Starting at the book of Romans chapter 1, I'm going to read from verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has already showed it to them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world I have clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of God, of the uncorruptible God, into the image made like corruptible beasts and so forth like that. Wherefore God also has given them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies. Notice, folks, God already knew about this, even between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. They even worshiped the creature and all of these things more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Notice, folks, it's in the Bible. For even their women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their own lust toward one another, men with men, women with women, even people with beasts, all kinds of things. I tell you, there's a reason why they call it the beast system. People are like animals already. You know, God can only put up with it for so long. But I tell you, God's not going to do our job. He already did his own. God gave the word. Somebody has to publish it. Great. God expects the company to publish it to be great. You see that in Psalm 68. But are we publishing it? Look at what they are doing. Men with men. Women with women. Walking that which is unseemly. And receiving in themselves that recompense of error that was meet. You know, I knew that years ago, there was AIDS, started from the homosexuality and all of that. There's even going to be more and more pestilences come upon the land because of all of these things. Be ye not partakers of their plagues, saith the Lord. America, turn back unto me, saith the Lord, for desolations are determined. Now, if at any time the nation would turn, then the mercy of God will reach out. Praise the Lord. But even at any time anybody would turn, God's mercy is always there. You know, but we must stand with the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, we love those people and so forth, you know, but I can tell you something today. You know, God, you say, well, God, this and that. Some people say, I was born that way. No, nobody was born that way. You may have been born in sin, but it's sin that brought that into the world. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. No, he did not. Praise the Lord. And God performed that wedding himself. He instituted it, you know, and all of that. And God said, you know, that's the way it is. You know, a man to be joined to a woman, that is the union that God recognizes. Praise the Lord. And let me make that claim right here, based on the word of God. That is the union that God recognizes. And that is the union that we recognize as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. You know, I mean, anybody's free to do whatever they want. That's their business. But I'm going to preach the word of God. Hallelujah. So lest anybody make any assumptions or say anything about this church, let me set the record straight right now. We recognize marriage as union between a man and a woman. Only. Now, we love those people. You know, and God will save many of those people.
Amen.
You know, not only will he save them, you know, I know of at least one or two cases of people who are being like that and so forth, who will turn around, you know, and all that. And they even gave some, you know, this one lady that gave the testimony publicly and so forth. You know. But those kind of people need help. And they need deliverance. Praise the Lord. Now, there are a lot of people, you know, some people say, well, you know, when I was a kid, I was abused, you know, and all of this and so forth like that. Well, maybe that did happen, and I'm not making light of their situation. You know, all I'm just saying here is that there is corruption that has filled the land. That's all I'm saying. And the people of God, we need to have a voice. And we cannot let our voice be silenced. Praise the name of the Lord. And can't be let it silence these are also because of fear. You know, some people are scared and afraid and so forth. You know, we already knew that these things are coming. Amen. Amen, folks. You know, so, you know, this is the things that are happening now. We are challenging everybody to take a stand. Come out from among her so that you be not partakers of their plagues. Doesn't mean leave the country, but it means leave that system alone and be separate. And I will be your God and you will be my children. You know, you need to be separated from all that uncleanness. You know, I mean, the very first thing that God did for Adam, you know, in terms of the human, his humanity and so forth, you know, was to bring him a wife that he created out of him. And that is the institution, a sacred institution that God put in place. And after all these years, he will think to change times and laws. That's right. And he's doing it already. But the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Can you say praise the Lord? And the law of the Lord is forever settled in heaven as well. Now, people may reject, but they're going to have to deal with it. Because at what instant God chooses to bless a nation, if that nation continues to be following the ways of God, then God will bless that nation. But if that nation turns their back against the word of God, you know, like this nation has, then those of us who love this nation and live here, we have to pray. Praise the Lord. You got to pray for the nation. We got to pray for the people too. And so forth. You know, but I tell you something too. One of these days, and I even heard that there is a movie that's coming out, San Andreas Fault. Well, you know, even the world knows that this thing is going to happen. One of these days, the great California quake will start from that Bay Area. That's right. Run right down through there. You know? And then we'll see what happens then when God begins to judge the land. Even nature will revolt. But where do the people of God stand? What is your stand in these things? Now, do we condemn, you know, people